Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. Sounds like Rob Parker's excited about this show. I'm glad to hear that. I'm excited that Rob Parker's excited.
Can't wait. I've been excited every day. What are you talking about?
All right. I'm just saying, people been calling, and saying, where's the old Rob Parker? So I'm glad I see signs of the old Rob Parker. All right. That's good. That's good.
I got my marching orders. I'm going to follow them.
We have a great show for you today. Rob, I mean, come on. What a day. I'm hyped. We got the L.A. Lakers and the Houston Rockets starting any moment now. And I just love this series. I love the contrast in styles. I love the two superstars on each team, two Hall of Famers on each team. And, you know, it's just I'm excited about it. And then, of course, we have football is back. The NFL is back. And what a way to come back. Super Bowl champion, defending Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs against the Houston Texans, two of the best quarterbacks in the league. What a way to start. Let me introduce the Odd Couple crew, and then we will get into it, Rob. We got Brady Quinn, by the way, Fox Sports football analyst and Fox Sports radio weekend host, coming up at the bottom of the hour to really get us ready for the dawn of the football season. But we got USC Chris on the ones and the twos again in for the vacationing Alex Tyshirt, USC Chris. Rob, he put Blue Emu on to make him feel better and take away the pain from so yesterday's appearance from on yesterday? The hot seat.
Yes, don't stink. Yes.
So he is feeling much better. We got super producer Rob G. And on the updates, is David Gascon, the gas man. All right, Rob, let's get into it. As I said, tonight, Kansas City hosting the Houston Texans. Now, I'm excited about it. I imagine you're excited about it. You know who's not that excited about it, surprisingly? I guess season ticket holders or fans that typically fill Arrowhead for the Kansas City Chiefs. Because they are only, remember, they're only allowing 16,000 fans in a stadium that holds over 50. And apparently, according to reports, Rob, they're having trouble selling those seats. This is on Yahoo. They're having big time trouble selling the seats. People just aren't really trying to go to the game. Here's a quote by a secondary ticket broker in the Yahoo report. The game was a $350 get-in price on the secondary market at first. Now, Rob, it's $15 from $350 to $15. Club-level seats were $900 to $1,000 to $1,200. Now they're down to $525 to $600. So a bit stunning. They're having trouble selling out, well, what would be a sellout, I guess, relatively speaking, this game. And obviously the ticket prices are plummeting. What do you make of it?
I think people are excited about football, obviously the season opener, but it says a lot when you have the defending Super Bowl champs playing at home. You know, people just the euphoria of them being champs. Remember, they went 50 years without winning a championship. So 50 years, they win a championship, and there aren't even that many tickets. Like, you want to be in the building. It's not like it's a regular crowd, and it's, it's
50,000
or 60,000. Right. It's 16,000 on any given day. The price would be $350, Chris, to get in. You know what I mean? Because you wouldn't be able to – the chance of you getting in the building. And now here we are, and these are the realistic – I commend people for just understanding what's at hand and just saying, I'll sit this one out. All the other sports, Chris, didn't give you the option because they just figured, why put our fans even at risk? Why even do it? You know, the NBA could have figured out something, taking temperatures, people wanted to come down and watch some games. You know, they could have done something if they wanted to. Baseball could have put some people, you can't sit in the lower deck, you can only sit in the upper deck. There's all kinds of things that they could have tried to figure out or come up with. And instead of doing that, they basically said, we're just going to sit this one out and take the L. A lot of NFL teams didn't want to do that, and the fans have basically spoken. Because if people aren't showing up here, Chris, how are people going to a Jaguars game on Sunday or whenever their first game is?
Right, because those are the only two teams right now that would have live crowds, right? For their home opener. Jacksonville and Kansas City. Here's what I'll say.
Going to the Jacksonville game? I mean,
no. They don't go anyway. But
right.
they didn't go in good times.
Right.
Here's the thing too, Rob. It's the fan experience. And I don't know about you, but through this whole pandemic, and what is it now? Is it 6 months? Five?
Yeah.
5, 6 months?
Since April.
5 months, I guess. I have been very few places where I had to keep my mask on for like a long time. You know what I mean? For an hour straight or something like that. You know, I've gone to the store.
No, I know. And when you get in the car, you take it off.
Exactly. Right, you have it on for a little while. But
I'm with you. I can't do it for more than 30 minutes, Chris. I can't.
And at this game, there's no taking off your mask. Now, I guess if you're drinking a soda or beer or whatever, yeah, you're going to do that. But for the most part, you have to have your mask on the entire time. That's going to dampen the experience. Only being 16,000 fans, movement going to be limited, interaction going to be limited. It's just not going to be the same experience either, Rob. So I'm going to tell you what I would do. I really don't. I mean, if they were selling these tickets like hotcakes, I wouldn't kill the fans. I mean, because I just got to be honest. I've been to places and people, black, white, Hispanic, they're congregating. You know, I'm in my neighborhood. People having parties, a lot of people there, people not wearing masks. Some people just aren't taking the precautions that, you know, we're supposed to be taking. So I'm not going to just kill the fans in Kansas City if they were, you know, fighting for these 16,000 tickets. But I would not be one of the in attendance at that game for the reasons I mentioned as far as the fan experience. And also, we've heard, Rob, for how many years that football would be a great studio sport, right? And then with fantasy football and leagues and people, I know tonight is the only game, but in general, people can keep tabs on all that's going on around the league, you know, when they watch it at home on Sunday rather than just being at one game. So I think that, you know, if I could sit in the comfort of my own home, eat what I want to eat, not have to worry about the virus, not have to worry about wearing a mask, and I'm going to be able to enjoy the game, replays, highlights, all that, I got to be honest, I wouldn't be going either.
Yeah, I know I wouldn't be going. And I'll tell you this. I love the game experience way, way over television. And even with a 70-inch screen and sitting on a comfortable chair or recliner, Chris, I've been to some great games in my life. I'm talking about as a fan. You know what I mean? Just
right.
Sitting in the crowd, not working, as a fan.
Right.
And I enjoy the experience. There's nothing like it. Television, the one thing they can't give you, you know, even with the crowd noise and surround sound and all the other great things and the great slow-mo, Chris, and the close-ups, I get it. You know, you're in your home, you got a 70-inch screen, HD. This ain't the old days where the picture was you know,
grainy.
Scruffy and grainy. You remember those days.
Totally different. The screen was circular.
Right. It just was
cut
totally
off
different.
On the edges.
And now, you know, you got that picture that beautiful, but to me, there's nothing like going to a game with people who all are like kind of into the same thing and you know, living and die with every pitch or every catch.
There's nothing like it. And baseball and basketball are great experiences too, but obviously, there's more games,
right?
Going to one of the 16 football games, really one of the 8 home games. It is great. I've never been to a football game as a fan that I didn't enjoy.
I agree.
Right?
Very seldom.
But again, Rob, you're not going to get that here.
Right.
I mean, because one of the crowd
is jam-packed.
Maybe
that's another part that people don't, you know, like.
Right.
Like, do I really want to sit in a 75% empty stadium? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, it's not going to feel like
not gonna
Chiefs
be the same
game at Arrowhead that I've been to, you know, where it's kind of. You're sitting there by yourself and you're three seats away from your buddy. It might not just be appealing, and maybe that's it. And maybe people have also taken the whole coronavirus thing serious and just say, you know what? I know who's coming to my party, family and friends, Chris.
Yep.
I don't know who's coming to the Chiefs game. How about that?
Right. And remember, a lot of the fans are older. And so it's not like everybody's talking about college kids. Oh, even if
they don't buy a season ticket. They don't have money.
Right. The older fans who've been doing it for 20, 30, 40 years, they're in that vulnerable group. So, I get it. Let's see what the callers think, the listeners think, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We're really interested in your opinion on this. If fans were allowed at your home stadium this NFL Sunday, would you go to the game? And why or why not? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple.
Don't forget.
Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card? but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And of course, are the sound. I don't even know what these are the sounds of.
That's HR Puffin stuff on a TV theme song Thursday. Are you kidding? You don't remember HR Puffin stuff?
That sounds like something from the 50s or 60s, Rob.
No, it was
remember,
in the
I'm
70s.
Not quite as old as you.
Yeah,
it was the early the 70s?
It was in the 70s.
The early
yeah.
71, 72?
No, I say 75.
What, was this a kid's show?
Yeah, kid's show on Saturday.
Saturday morning?
Yeah, Saturday mornings on NBC.
I watched
or
Batman, Aquaman, Spider-Man, the what were they called? The Wonder, what was the whole
the Wonder
group
Twins.
Super Friends. Speed Racer, the Harlem Globetrotters, the Jackson 5. I wasn't watching
Scooby-Doo.
HF.
What's his name? HR Puffin stuff.
Yeah, come on, man. All right, it is a TV theme show Thursday. Rob Parker's favorite day of the week. Thank you for your request. You can text him. Text or tweet him your request
that
at
was
Rob
a request.
Parker FS1.com. Rob or at Rob Parker FS1. All right, did you know that right now Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. That's key, October 7th. Visit Geico.com to learn more. All right, Rob, we threw it out to the listeners 877-99 on Fox. Would you be going this Sunday to an NFL game if your home stadium was allowing fans? And why or why not?
That's right. Let's kick it off with Shaq in Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Shaq?
What's going on, fella?
What's up, brother?
All right. I'm doing good, man. Like surviving like last time, like I talked to you guys last time. Same old, same old. Main thing.
All right. So where you at on this?
This year, like I was telling Rob G when I called him, man, it's just so weird this year, man. Like, just the lead up for football. Like, it's the first time, I'll be 29 next month. It's the first time, like, ever in my life I can remember not being excited for football to come back, I guess because of the pandemic. And part of the experience of going to the game is building the camaraderie with fans of your team that you've never met before, that you'll never see again. And it's like if we're going to be, you know, three rows apart, just kind of sitting in this gigantic infrastructure, like, what's the point, you know?
Right.
Spot on.
Now, I am excited about the season. Are you, Rob?
Yeah, football, season coming back. But I think I understand what he's saying with just the pandemic and everything's so weird. And it's weird this year, Chris, because we didn't see any preseason. We didn't see, like, even a little bit.
Almost like it feels like it's sneaking up on us.
Yeah, like it did sneak up on us. Right. All right, Mitchell in Missouri, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mitchell?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, man.
So I know time is limited, so I'm just going to try and keep it in a nutshell here and keep a long story short. But I love football as much as the next one. You know, I got all the jerseys and pre-ordered Madden, and, like, my life revolves around football. You know what I mean?
Right.
But at the same time, on the other hand, like, and I'll say this, too, just to preface it with this, I was fairly anti-mask myself and pretty, you know what I mean, like, just really against the whole thing myself. And then life flipped upside down when, not to make it too heavy here, but my dad's in the hospital now on a ventilator fighting for his life. And
with COVID.
You know, with acute, you know, heart failure and all this stuff.
Mitchell, my heart goes out to you.
I appreciate that. Honestly, I do. But my point is, just from simply having asthma, people think that someone has to be having cancer or a predisposed condition like COPD or something. No, this man just has asthma. He's only 45. He's a perfectly healthy man and now battling for his life. So my point is a little flip in football game more important than his life or than anybody's life? You know what I mean? Like, is it really? Like, at the end of the day, is it worth spreading it to other people? Like, is it? It's not. It's just, it can't be. It's just not.
Mitchell, I want to say, Chris and I, from both of us, thanks for sharing your story. We pray for your dad.
Yeah, our prayers are with you, man.
Yes, absolutely. And this is the point that Chris and I have talked about. Just stop fighting science and medical people. That's all.
Right.
That's it. It ain't about bravado.
None of us know. We're not
medical
students. We're not experts. Let the experts talk.
Let the experts tell you what to do. All right. Deshaun in Florida, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Good evening. I don't want to go right now. There's too many sports on TV right now. There's the NBA playoffs going on at the same time as NFL. There's tennis going on. There's playoffs. Baseball is getting ready to start off.
Yep.
So it's like a sports overload. I'm much happier at the house watching TV with my own room right there. That in my own house, I'm comfortable without my mask so I can truly enjoy the game.
Right. Chris brought that up, like to having to wear a mask for 3 hours. I don't know if that's that comfortable.
Rob, I remember hearing Chris Haynes, friend of the show, FS1 colleague, you know, he's doing sidelines for TNT during in the bubble. He said, you can't take the mask off at all. And he's not wearing those little paper masks.
You got to wear that for 3 hours?
You got to wear that thing for like 3 hours straight.
Unless you drink some water.
And he said it's uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so yeah, and it's hot and everything.
When I'm in the store, Chris, buying groceries for 40 minutes or 30 minutes, you know what I mean? I don't like it.
Yep.
Mark in Missouri, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Mark?
Hey, guys. Listen, my home state is the stadium that's happening.
You live in Kansas City?
No, I'm in Springfield.
He lives in Missouri. Right, Springfield,
Missouri. Okay. Right? It's Southwest Missouri, but it's my home. It's where I live now. It's not my team. I'm going to say that. I wouldn't be running out to see a Kansas City Chiefs game necessarily. But I feel like the elephant in the room is this.
I don't believe it's COVID. It seems like some spin, and I want to preface this by saying how much I respect you guys. I love the show. I listen as often as possible, most nights. But it seems like, tell me if I'm right or wrong, that the idea that the teams are going to come out and there's some, it's being politicized and it's being,
so
it's
you
about
think
protest.
It's a protest. You think that people aren't buying tickets for that, huh? I didn't even think of it that way.
End racism in the end, in one end zone, and it's on all of us. I believe is what's going to be in the other end zone. And some of the players, Rob G, you said some of the players have already said they're not coming out for the anthem. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I'm of this belief. Now, look, the NBA ratings are down. We know that. I don't know factually. But I do think that the racial justice, which I agree with, I think that has an impact on it, Rob. Unfortunately, I think that has something to do with the decline in ratings. Football, I have felt like, is fairly immune to that because it just is America's
game. We saw a little bit with the Kaepernick, a little bit. The ratings did go down. Yeah. There was a little dip, Chris. There was. Just for a minute.
Black people boycotted an impact.
No, but I'm saying white people who were not happy about Kaepernick.
When players yes. were kneeling. Okay.
I'm talking about the whole thing. It went down a little bit that year. I remember that.
Right. It might be. I mean, I think he makes an interesting point. Obviously, I agree with what they're standing for.
But I don't buy it for selling 16,000. I can't believe that. If it was a full stadium and they didn't sell out, then I'd be like, okay, I got it. But 16, you can't sell 16,000 tickets for a defending Super Bowl champ on their home opener?
That would essentially mean that 70% of the fans had turned against it because of the racial justice. I think it's mainly COVID. I think if the racial justice issue has an impact on the fans and lowering ratings, we'll know from the TV ratings, Rob. That's where it'll tell.
If NBC's ratings are down tonight, then we got a story.
And I think I would even probably say, let's see it a few more weeks, but that's how we'll tell if this is having an impact. All right, we'll continue the NFL conversation with Fox football analyst Brady Quinn. He joins us next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, we got our guests. I'm curious to get Brady Quinn's take.
Brady Quinn, he's a Fox Sports football analyst, Fox Sports Radio weekend host. We are glad to have him on the show. Brady, welcome to the Odd Couple, my man.
How we doing, guys? Thanks for having me on. Obviously, always love the show. Always enjoy trying to come on with you guys.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate it.
I don't know how you work with Jonas every week, but that's another story.
By the way, Jonas did tell me to tell both of you guys hello. He said it. He wanted to do it in the form of a middle finger, though. I don't know what that means.
I believe that. He's just mad
because he's our side piece on the Odd Couple. That's all he is.
Hey, the entree isn't as good without something on the side, though, right?
That's right.
Brady, we were just talking about how they're having trouble filling. I mean, they're going to allow 16,000 fans for this game in Kansas City tonight. They've had trouble selling those 16,000 tickets, and now a $350 ticket's going for $15. What is your take? Is it COVID? We had a caller call up and say he thinks it's the racial issue that, you know, the NFL is obviously pushing with the end zone and racism. Players have said they're not coming out for the anthem. Or is it something else? What do you think is the reason they're having so much trouble filling this or not even filling it, 16, but getting it a quarter 000. Full? Yeah.
I think it's honestly it's probably a combination of things. Look, as far as the players standing up and using their platform to talk about social injustices, I really don't think it's that. I've actually been a part of a number of meetings now and the surveys that have been taken, they actually show that viewers are much more understanding and open to seeing those messages in all sports, not just football.
Okay.
So I think fans who call in and say that, that's just a cop-out. I actually think they're scared. I think they're still scared of COVID.
Yeah.
I think they don't want to necessarily take that risk. And I think a stadium, just as a fan, feels different when it's not jam-packed and you're out there able to tailgate and do all the things that you're normally able to do. I think that takes away from the overall experience. And so I think it has more to do with that. I mean, you guys know how this goes, and I don't know how it is where you guys live, but I live in South Florida, and everyone's kind of painted this picture like South Florida's been open and everyone's been able to go out and gallivant around and do different things. Even when things were open to a degree, there weren't a lot of people out around doing stuff. You know, it was kind of misrepresented. So I think that's part. I think that's probably more to blame than anything else.
Brady, let's pepper you with just some thoughts about teams around the league. I want to go to the Cleveland Browns and Baker Mayfield. You know, the buildup last year, people were like, after they got OBJ, wow, they're going to do this and make the playoffs and make a Super Bowl run. Obviously, it didn't happen. Baker Mayfield, 25 touchdowns, 22 picks, took a step back. This a big year for year three for Baker?
No, it's a huge year. I mean, monumental when you look at the deals that are being given out to quarterbacks, especially after that third year. And Cleveland's got to make a decision, you know, especially if you want to try to make it somewhat economical. They've got to realize what type of commitment they want to make. They've got a new head coach in Kevin Stefanski. So I think this is a huge year for him. And I really am expecting him to have a big season. I said that last year, and obviously I think the hype kind of got to him. I think they got humbled.
Yep.
And I think they had a guy at their head coach in Freddie Kitchens who just wasn't ready. He wasn't prepared. So, you can make the same case for Kevin Stefanski, but from all accounts, this system should be better for Baker because they're not going to highlight him. Look, as talented as Odell Beckham is, their best player on offense is probably Nick Chubb. And they've got Kareem Hunt now on their extensions. They can split those carries and run the football. And he doesn't have to do everything on offense now. So I actually think this will be a good system, and this will be a good year for Baker. And I'm telling you right now, Cleveland's going to be competitive. They're going to compete for a playoff spot.
I want to put you on the spot, Brady, because I'm sure you've had to give some of your picks different places. Do you have them making the playoffs? Because they got talent galore. Obviously, they're in a fairly tough division. But do you have them getting into the playoffs?
Yeah, I do. So actually, every year I go and I pick every single game for all 32 teams, all 16 games.
Wow.
And I had both Baltimore and Pittsburgh at 12-4. They ended up obviously tying. I actually had Baltimore winning in a tiebreaker, and then I had Cleveland making it as a wild card team at 9-7. And then
so
obviously
three
part
teams.
Of that has
okay.
to right. Well, and look, we've got an extra team now in every conference.
Right.
So look, back when I used to play, I mean, it wasn't that uncommon to have two, if not three, teams from the AFC North. I do think this division's that talented. And I think, unfortunately, maybe I'm wrong on Cincinnati, but I think they're still going through some growing pains. Burrow's going to help, but that defense is still suspect to me. So
they were giving up 500 yards a game last year. That was bad.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the thing is I don't know really how much they've improved on defense. I think we know they're going to be good on offense with Burrow and Jonah Williams back at, you know, at their first-round pick they didn't play last year. And hopefully A.J. Green will play a factor, but again, they're going to be in shootouts all game. And you're talking about Baltimore. It's got a nasty defense. So does Pittsburgh.
Right.
And then Cleveland should be better, too, if Myles Garrett's not bashing other quarterbacks with their helmet. You know,
Brady, a lot of bettors are – they're really going heavy on Tampa Bay to reach the Super Bowl. Where are you at on the Buccaneers?
Too big of a jump for me. I mean, look, I think another hot team is the Arizona Cardinals. People are like, man, Kyler Murray is second year. They get DeAndre Hopkins. They were a 5-win football team last year. You know, people are saying they're going to turn around and go to 9-7. I always felt like, and I can speak to this because I was a part of some really bad football teams, is it's hard to go from the cellar and just to try to be 500 or just a little bit better than that. Like, that's a step in and of itself, let alone be a team that's going to contend for the playoffs. Tampa played better in the second half of the season last year defensively. And they've got all these additions, but there's going to be a learning curve. And they're in arguably one of the toughest divisions in the NFC, having to face the Saints and the Falcons, who I think are going to be better this year, especially with bringing back Raheem Morris as their defensive coordinator. I think that did wonders for them last year on defense. And we know how good Julio Jones is and Calvin Ridley. They got Hayden Hurst, the tight end. And now Todd Gurley's back there. And he's almost an afterthought in this offense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah. So I really think that division is going to be tough. I think I ended up having them at 10-6 as a wild card team, but I didn't have them making it to the Super Bowl, not even to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, I'm with you. And the other one is, you know, everybody every year picks the Dallas Cowboys. They're going to win the Super Bowl. Last year, I think Chris picked them to get to the Super Bowl. That didn't
Rob
work out.
Rob picked the Chargers.
No, we're talking about the Cowboys. That's what we're talking about. So, and here's, you know, all these pieces, and they got everything, and Dak is playing for a contract, and they got a new coach. Mike McCarthy's supposed to set the world on fire. Where are you with the Cowboys? Are they going to reach the Super Bowl, and are they that good?
Yeah, again, that was a team that I wanted to put them in the NFC Championship game, but I just couldn't because I think there's still too many questions about their defense. And I do think Mike Nolan can, you know, can get the best out of that group. I think the biggest question mark is Aldon Smith. If he could be anything close to what he was, granted, this is like 7 years ago, but if he could be anywhere close to what he was.
It seems like ancient history.
Right.
I know, but everyone's raving about him, and I'm kind of like, okay, like I'm willing to kind of drink the Kool-Aid and be along for the ride because – it's the Dallas Cowboys. But I think the defense is the side of the ball that I think I'm just more concerned with because if you look how San Francisco got to the Super Bowl last year, they were largely led by a rushing attack in their defense and Garoppolo making plays when he had to. And they, look, this Dallas Cowboys offense can make plays, put up points. We know that. It's really more their defense. You know, I mean, you've got to have a defense and go out there, get you extra possessions and get turnovers and get you stops at the end of games. And I think this secondary could be a little bit suspect. And if Aldon Smith and if Randy Gregory can ever come back and DeMarcus Lawrence can be the guy that he was paid to be a year ago, you know, then they got a shot at doing it. But until they prove that, I think they're probably nothing more, in my opinion, than a team that's going to compete for the NFC East, probably win it this year, and then we'll see what happens in the playoffs if they can win a few games.
Brady, great stuff, man. We appreciate the knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Be safe out there, man.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on. Have a great day.
Peace. Folks in the ACC are pushing what might be the worst idea in the history of sports. Seriously. We'll get into that next, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rob Parker, one of the more underrated shows, I would say.
No,
right? Would you agree
show.
With that? It was popular back then, but, you know, it never...
Not like
I just
the reruns didn't catch fire.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
People don't
I
think agree. Of it.
I think on that show, the thing that always stuck with me is you remember the sign for Brooklyn, what it would say? Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
There was a sign that said, "Welcome to Brooklyn, the fourth largest city in the United States." If Brooklyn, if Brooklyn was a city by itself,
I knew that. Right.
Yeah, Brooklyn has like 2.6 million people just in Brooklyn.
Yep.
And just for comparison, thinking about this, Chris, Detroit only has 750,000, and that's a major city. Brooklyn has almost three times that.
It'd be the fourth biggest city, yeah.
It would be the fourth biggest city by itself, which is incredible.
Great show. Freddie Boom Boom Washington, Vinnie Barbarino, all of them. It was a good show. Blue Emu, Maximum Pain Relief, that's who brings you the Odd Couple. It works fast, and you won't stink. Ask USC Chris. He's been using Blue Emu ever since he got off the hot seat last night, and he feels great. It's pharmacist recommended, odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There's no stinging, no burning involved. It's just simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast, and you will not stink. All right, Rob. The ACC and Mike Krzyzewski have an idea that I hope gets thrown in the trash bin.
I thought Mike Krzyzewski's back was messed up. Not mentally. There's something wrong. Is there something else I'm missing?
Well, here's what they're doing. The ACC is drafting a proposal. This is for basketball. In which every Division I college basketball team would automatically qualify for the 2021 NCAA tournament. That's what a source told CBS Sports. So instead of the 68-game March Madness that we usually have, it will have 353 teams, Rob. Now, I'm sorry. Unless you were only going to have a 10 or 15-game regular season, this makes absolutely no sense to me. I mean, you talk about belittling the regular season.
Making
and it might
it irrelevant.
Sound nice. Right. And it might sound nice. Well, what if there's a major upset and some horrible team at the bottom of the ACC upsets Duke
or
Carolina or something?
And it can happen when you're playing one basketball game. It's not
right.
The 4 out of 7, it wouldn't happen, Chris. But one? Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I thought about that, Rob, when I first saw this, because I was like, I mean, if you were going to make it 2 out of 3, right? Then you're not going to probably have these type of crazy upsets.
But
one game, anything could happen. And so to me, and typically we like seeing the Cinderellas and the upsets and the
to
teams we never
extent.
Heard of. Right,
to
till about the Sweet 16, right? Maybe the Elite 8, and maybe one
and is still alive. But when you get to that Final Four, I'm sorry, you want people you know. You want blue bloods, at least some, and you want some stars that you can, you know, identify with, that you followed throughout the season. And so to me, this just, it just makes no sense.
No, I don't understand it either. And to me, it sounds like Coach K came up with this idea as a money grab. They want to recoup the money that they lost last year, make all the games a premium, right?
Right.
And try to pass that off to say, well, CBS, last year we didn't give you all your postseason games, right? Tournament games. That's what it is, Chris.
Yep.
So now you got to pay us. Now you're not going to get what you normally get, 64 teams or whatever. You're going to get this, so you have to triple the money because these are all big tournament games. That's what this is, Chris.
Yeah,
I think you're right. It's a scheme to be able to bilk the money from CBS and have them pay and make these games a premium and have them pay tournament money to make up the lost money from this past, March Madness.
Yeah, make up what you lost last
year. That's what this is.
Yep, I think you hit it on the head, Rob. And it's just, look, I get it because some of the money, even with the NFL trying to have fans, some of that will help people keep some jobs. But a lot of it's just greed, too. Some of it's just plain greed.
It's just greed, right.
And if they think that people would be just as into a 353-game tournament as they would a 68-game tournament, I'm sorry. I don't see that. I don't see that. And I just think this is a ridiculous idea. I don't even know how logistically you would make something like this work. But I think it wouldn't work.
And the other thing too, don't kid yourself. I mean, Chris, let's just call it what it is. There's a lot of early tournament games that are not sold out in these big stadiums.
Right,
you've seen them. Empty seats everywhere. Come on. And
Absolutely.
Now you're gonna tell me you're gonna have instead of 20 something venues, now you're gonna have 60 venues and you're gonna sell tickets to schools nobody's even heard of?
Well, that's the thing, too. Remember, you might not have fans in the stands. And so that's a whole nother issue. So this, I think you hit it. This is a money grab. Shame on them. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Do what you normally do. Hopefully they can have a season. Everything will go well. And you'll be able to have the normal tournament.
Right. You know. Hopefully by then, Chris, we should be okay. Go back to the normal tournament. Everybody took it on the chin. They're all closing stores and all the every day. Have you watched the business news, Chris? It's horrific.
Right.
Horrific.
Yep. Everybody's dealing with this. You're no different. So, in fact, they're going to be better off than most.
Yes.
Let's just keep it real. So, no need to do all this stuff, these shenanigans. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got 2 hours left. You know what to do. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/withAmex.